Over 4,000 female athletes demand NCAA protect women's sports. By Paul Bois on April 26, 2024. Over 4,000 female athletes have called upon the NCAA Board of Governors to protect women's sports by barring male athletes from competing. The advocacy group Our Bodies, Our Sports reportedly delivered a coalition letter signed by its 12 member organizations from across the political aisle demanding the NCAA take immediate action to repeal its discriminatory policy that allows male athletes to compete in women's sports, taking trophies, roster spots, playing time, resources, and opportunities to compete from women, according to the Independent Women's Forum. The coalition of letters were delivered before the NCAA Board of Governors could meet on Thursday, April 25, where the organization will consider its policy on males participating in women's sports. The meeting follows a lawsuit filed by activist Riley Gaines, Gaines et al. The NCAA et al. The current policy allows males to compete in women's sports, provided their testosterone levels have been lowered to a specific requirement. Tennis player Martina Navratilova, founding member of the Women's Sports Policy Working Group, said that men and women should not be competing in sports. I practiced and competed against men in mixed doubles during my decades on the professional tennis tour. But it didn't take those experiences to convince me that our common sense is correct. Men and women are built so differently that we require our own sport category to win, to make money, and to create a legacy. I will fight for every girl to have the right to aspire to great accomplishments through sport, and I hope the NCAA will, too, she said. As Breitbart News reported this week, the Biggest Loser star and celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels came out against men competing in women's sports, saying the evidence irrefutably undercuts the transgender cause. Michaels, an open lesbian, expounded on her position during an appearance on Fox & Friends on Tuesday. While she acknowledged that the LGBTQ cause for inclusion is noble, she felt it should not come at the expense of women athletes. You've got two competing goals in sports, one is inclusion, which everybody can understand and get on board with. However, the second goal that's in direct opposition with inclusion in this instance is going to be a fair competition, Michaels said. And if that's your priority, if your overriding priority is going to be fairness over inclusion, you've got to turn to the data, and the data irrefutably shows that biological males are 10 to 30% stronger, faster, have better endurance, better aerobic capacity across the board, she added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.